Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity Weekly
Podcast.
Hi, I'm Murray Morgan, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. This is the second interview from last week's ASA conference in Sydney. In this interview, Chris Cubbage interviews Aaron Duggett and Kevin O'Sullivan, two Western Australian cybersecurity experts hoping to develop WA's cybersecurity expertise, and in doing so, reduce the brain drain to Australian Eastern Seaboard and abroad. You'll hear about the Capture the Flag Challenge, which begins December 2 at the University of Western Australia. So if you've got an interest in cybersecurity, a knack for problem solving, and a bit of an understanding around technology, then this is the competition for you. A return trip and accommodation for four to B-sides in Canberra could be yours. Now, here's the interview with Aaron Duggett and Kevin O'Sullivan.
Great. Thank you for joining us. We're back on My Security Media. This is our new podcast. I'm joined by Aaron Duggett from Hivint and Kevin O'Sullivan from Kinetic IT, both based in Perth. Guys, thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Aaron, your idea, I've just been told, but we've got a Capture the Flag competition in Perth, and we've also got an article in the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine about this. So let's have a chat about the Capture the Flag in Perth. Aaron, where did the idea come from?
Yeah, sure. So I've been working in the security industry for about 15 or so years now, mostly in Perth. And a big part, we've seen over time a lot of really good people with good security skills come out, and there's just not the industry exposure and maturity to actually get them on board. So we see a lot of really good people coming up and actually moving east, moving overseas, because there's a real lack of understanding for what those skills are and the need for them. So what we wanted to do in this space was, you know, we've got, you know, from across our company and a number of others locally in Perth, there's some really good security advisors out there and pen testers and consultants. So what we wanted to do was really build out a Capture the Flag competition and then aim that to try and bring together people that are wanting to get into security and importantly trying to get industry involved with it to see the types of things that they're capable of and hopefully really bring the two parties together and in some ways try and stop some of that brain drain leaving from WA and really just lift the profile of security overall. So yeah, basically we had a chat about internally, we reached out to a number of other entities around town, so Kevin from Kinetic IT and Asterix Information Security, Diamond Cyber, a hosting company, Host One, for us all to get together really. And you get to the point where we can put something on. It doesn't have to be a massive, theoretical activity. We don't, you know, between us, we have the brain power, we have the capability to put something on and really do something for the community.
I think it's important, considering you do see a lot of more events over here on the East Coast, so making sure that there's that national engagement and also on the West Coast. Kevin, Kinetic IT is probably one of the larger providers in Western Australia. How are you finding the community, and what type of people are you reaching out for this type of event?
We've had a sort of relationship with WA for a long time, since 96, so we actually understand how government works and all that sort of stuff. The type of engagement we're seeing across, you know, Department of Education, the WA State Government, industry itself, things like Women in IT WA are whipped through the Tech Trails program.
Right.
We're just seeing them a lot of enthusiasm about this type of event, because there's sort of, Aaron was saying, there's a lot of talent out there. And when we see these sort of people come to industry or into the workforce, a lot of it's theoretical. So we are actually putting together some challenges that are based on real life scenarios that our guys and girls see. So really the sort of buy-in that we're seeing across high schools and universities, it's just been really encouraging.
And it's not just for university students. So we're also potentially reaching out to high school students and getting this next generation interested in both cyber, but cyber security as a potential career choice, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot of high schools across WA who have innovation hubs and, you know, sort of technology digital hubs, and there's, you know, a lot of skills around, you know, technology, and cybersecurity is one part of it. So through that Tech Trails program there.
Give us an example of a Capture the Flag type game, what would be something that they're required to do? They have to be able to turn on a computer. what's the technical skills after
that? Yeah, it's a first start. So the idea for it is that we've got, there's probably about 20 or so people that are contributing challenges, and they're from our companies, they're from, you know, other advisories, private industry, financial services. A large number of people are contributing individually to this. And the idea is that they're all coming to say, well, look, we want to show the real life types of things that we see on the day-to-day basis. So if people get involved with this and they say, you know, I think I've got a bit of a knack for this, I enjoy it, it should be a good representation for what certain work can be in this field. So the idea for it is that each of the challenges are being built. There's going to be, there is five different streams of challenges, so aimed at different areas, and each of those have really got a grading from, you know, level 1, 2, 3, and 4 challenges. So the idea being that anyone who's, you know, not got any background in security, they don't really know, for instance, say the web, we've got a web discipline, you know, that they're not a developer, they don't know, you know how to program a web application intimately. They can spend a bit of time to try and find a more of a an easy kind of find issue for it, get some points on the board. But obviously, as you get in those harder and harder tiers, you know, you're going to find that it's going to be a bit more difficult to solve those. So we want to be in a position where anyone who's got an interest in this space, you know, really a knack for problem solving and a bit of an understanding around technology, they should be able to get in here and get some runs on the board. And who knows, they might be able to, you know, with the time, push through and get some of the higher challenges knocked off. And, yeah, with a bit of luck for them, take away one of the prizes.
Great. Oh, and let's talk about the prizes. What's some of the breakdowns on the prizes?
Oh, I mean, so we've had some really good support from AusCyber, who have sort of sponsored the major prize. So the major prize being return trip for four to B-Size in Canberra, flights and accommodation, all that sort of stuff. So that's a huge part of it. There'll be other sort of spot prizes on the day. Then, you know, we're looking at sort of technology things, but really that's...
And you've got some of the leading InfoSec companies there as well, so potentially internships and work might come out of this as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're all really... really quite positive about it. I think there's going to be a lot of good people there. And another point too, so we were going to run this across a 24-hour period initially, you know, within the Perth CBD. And then B-Sides in Perth got in contact with us and said, look, we're running B-Sides in Perth for the first time on the 2nd and 3rd of December. It would be great if we could run this in parallel. So in effect, we're actually running it side by side with B-Sides Perth on the 2nd and 3rd of December up at UWA.
Great.
So the idea being that people can, you know, come along to the CTF, they can do some work there. If they've got an interest in some of the talks at B-Sides, you know, they can get a ticket and go along to that as well and really get between the two. So hopefully by having the two events in the one space, we'll both have more interest in the both.
And where should we go for more information? I understand there's a Twitter at least, but where can we go?
Yeah, sure. So all the information around it is on capture.tf. Is the website. Otherwise, there's a Twitter account, capture_TF, for that. So there's all the detail up there. You can register for it up there. The other thing too is, you know, as I mentioned at the start, we're wanting to get a lot more industry engagement with this too. So what we're doing is we've got the CTF running across the Saturday and Sunday, and then the following Wednesday night, we've got an awards and networking night for it. So the idea for that is that anyone across industry who just wants to see what kinds of things are coming out and the types of people and the types of problems that they're solving would be invited to come along on that Wednesday night for a bit of an informal networking session. We'll, you know, hand out the prizes there and hopefully put some people in touch and, you know, hopefully, you know, stop some people, you know, leaving the state. And,
yeah, and yes, thanks to Space Cubed for
assisting in that one too.
Well done, Space Cubed.
So yeah, so that's what it's looking like. And it's good. I mean, the other thing too, we've got a growing list of effectively our powered by entities up on the website too. So it's been really good in that there's been such contribution from the Perth community to actually support this, as well as some broader national bodies. We've also got Cert Australia actually providing some challenges and an instant response stream that they have too. So we're really thankful that, you know, from a fairly grassrootsy community initiative without too much formality between entities that we work with, and a lot of us compete in some ways, but we also realise that, you know, something like this is going to be better for the collective and better for the state as a whole, so we can get together on it. So yeah, there's us for it, there's a number of other entities that are supporting it up there on the website with some details. So yeah,
that's well done, Aaron, well done on great initiative, and well done Kevin on supporting it through Kinetic IT. As I mentioned, a shameless plug for the Australian Cybersecurity Magazine. There is an article in there if you want to know more information, but otherwise we'll stay in touch and see how you go.
Great.
Hopefully we'll be there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Luca.
Cheers.
Bye.